when you take a flight, must be the money. Should you tip a flight attendant? That's what we're talking about this morning, because Frontier Airlines has decided to put up a sign in their airplanes and say, yeah, gratuities are appreciated for the staff.
It's Elizabeth and Radar on The Mix. And think about this. You could be listening to The Mix while you're flying on a plane. Hey. If you have the radio.com app and you get the Wi-Fi, when you get the app, it's free in the App Store. Favorite The Mix. And then you can hear these conversations. You might even be in a plane right now listening to this. How about that?
You don't have to tip the radio.com app.
No,
is what
it's
you're
free. It's free, 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 free.
Free, free. Yeah. Frontier Airlines now at the beginning of the year have encouraged those who are flying to tip the flight attendants, whether they're getting a drink or a snack or maybe a blanket or a pillow or something like that while you're flying. They're kind of saying, yeah, it would be nice if you could do that. So we wanted to know from you at 414-799-1099. Should we start tipping these flight attendants? We'll start with Mike. What do you think?
Well, if we maybe remove some of the fees, maybe we'll have a few funds left over to tip them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It starts to get expensive.
Wait a minute. Now, these fees are like, you know, 10 bucks for an extra bag, 25 bucks for an extra bag. Tipping is like a dollar or two. I mean, you can't reach down and grab a buck or two and tip these people?
I feel like in Mexico, a dollar or two is what you tip. In America, it has to be a minimum $5.
$5 when
it comes to somebody doing a service like that for you?
For getting a blanket or a pillow?
That's what I feel like.
Right,
I don't know.
Standard's 18%, right? 18% on a plane ticket nowadays.
Woo! I'm in the wrong line of business. I'm going to go and start flying around and be a flight attendant.
But, Mike, I mean, I feel like I'd want to tip them, but it's just going to make it a little bit more expensive, and it already does cost a lot.
All right, thanks for the call, Mike. Let's go over to Sandra. What do you think? Should we be tipping flight attendants, Sandra?
No, we shouldn't. And where do you get the 25% from the price of the plane ticket? Should I be tipping 25% of that? Is that what I should be giving them?
Oh, wow.
Whoa, Sandra.
Oh, wow.
Back up.
That opens up a whole can of worms. I don't think that's the amount. There's
no way.
Well,
that's what I mean. What would we go off of? Like, what would be a proper tipping amount? Because see, if I give them too little, then that's offensive.
Well, but at least you're giving them something.
So how would I even know what amount I should tip them?
Yeah, but at least you're giving them something. It's almost like, I guess, being at the bar or a restaurant or something, maybe just getting a drink and, what is it, a couple bucks or $2-3 or something like that? What would you say to that?
Well, yeah, but I also feel like a lot of times when you go to the bars and things like that and you get a drink, you want to give a good tip right away at the start because you plan on getting more drinks and you want a good pour and you want fast service. When do you tip them? At the end of the flight? When I may
That's
not even
point.
Never see this person again. I don't know.
I would say after the first drink, maybe. Hey, here you go. Then they'll keep coming back if that's what you're looking for.
Assuming you're having a drink, maybe you're not. Yeah, this is definitely something to debate, though. I can see why some people are yay and some are nay. Thank you so much for the call, Sandra.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
All right, one more call on should you tip a flight attendant? And we actually have Melita. You were a flight attendant?
I was a flight attendant for over 10 years.
Okay.
Okay.
Did anybody ever tip you?
Once in a while. If it was, you know, a lot of service that you provide. And a lot of people don't know that flight attendants only get paid when the door is shut. So you're making a per diem.
Okay.
Like any other time, but you're not getting, like, your hourly wage until the door is closed.
Interesting. I did not know that. So, now, what is a reasonable tip? Like, everyone's talking, is it supposed to be 20% on what the flight is? And that's obviously a big no.
No.
If you received $2, would that be offensive to you?
No, like a couple bucks per drink. I mean, I once had a man that ordered a lot of drinks on his flight, and it was a longer flight. And at the end, he kind of, you know, put a $20 bill in my apron, you know.
Wait a minute.
In your apron? He didn't hand it to you?
Well, yeah. Well, he wanted to be discreet because at that time he knew that he wasn't supposed to tip.
Oh, gotcha.
He knew, you know, the flight attendants have a lot to do. A lot of people don't realize that, you know, they have to, as I used to say, feed and water the pilots. So they have to make sure that they're happy.
Yeah, that's priority because we need the pilots to be good.
I want them to be in a happy mood.
But here, someone just left a message on our Facebook page, quote, if money is exchanged, tip. If they're just doing a normal thing for the job, no tip.
Absolutely. I tend to agree with that.
Okay, so we can kind of wrap it up with that.
Go.
For sure.
You're a flight attendant, Melita. You were a flight attendant, so you're speaking from experience that if there's an exchange, then leave a tip. Otherwise, no. Thanks for helping us kind of fly through and navigate through these skies.
I see what you did there,
with this
Elizabeth.
Dilemma.
My pleasure.
Have a great day. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.